SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is SD Motorsports, brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Deals going on all the time. Mention you heard it right here on KCBQ for a little bit of an added bonus. We want to throw a shout out to Dory Savage. She just texted me, wanted to say hi to Mark.
Hi, Dory.
She's back there working with a mini group right now. They're going to lift one, and I may go back and do the tail of the dragon with her, because I have never been on the dragon.
You got to go really early so you don't get stuck behind an RV and a train of other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she is an early bird, so that possibly could happen.
We did a Boxster program and hit the
that's what you're telling
tail of dragon.
Yeah, I know. So I figure I'll do a call Minnie, have a car ready for me.
It was in the autumn, too. The colors.
Oh,
it was like an LSD trip, man. It was great.
Not that you were going. Only Mark would know about that. Well, he does work for the UT. So SD Motorsports, rocking and rolling. There's not a whole lot going on, except every race on the planet has started up this weekend. Everything from the Xfinity race to the truck race to the super. In fact, I can honestly say this. I got off TV yesterday morning and went to breakfast, got home, sat in front of the TV from 10 o'clock. I watched the
Dave's Nirvana.
Oh, my God. My wife was at a dog show.
Breakfast and racing.
Hey, I watched the Xfinity race. Okay, which was a good race. I watched the Xfinity race, and I got done with the Xfinity race.
How many TVs you got going at the same time?
No, I just got the one. No, and they were so nice. They're right. No, they're back to back, all on one channel. I mean, it was the first time in my history.
Did you wheel the refrigerator over within arm's reach?
I couldn't believe it. I was totally blown away. So, like I said, I watched the Xfinity race. Kyle Busch won that. Kyle Larson should have won it. Eric Jones came in third.
What
Toyota,
happened to Denny?
Chevy, Toyota. Who?
What happened to Denny Hamlin?
Well, this was the Xfinity race. He didn't run in this one. So that was a great race. It was all Atlanta Motor Speedway. You know,
I've driven Atlanta,
the cheese cutter of racetracks, because they'll eat tires up quicker than any other racetrack that I'm aware of. Anyway, so consequently, then the truck race. That was won by John Hunter Nemechek, Joe's son. Great drive. Great, great opportunity. Then my new best friend, Rico Abreu, he came in 11th. He won.
Why is he your new best friend?
Because I've got an interview hooked up with him.
Okay.
I mean, anybody 4'4" that can drive a...
Oh, that's wicked, yeah.
A Camping World Truck Series. 4'4". And he's won the last two Chili Bowls. Back-to-back winner, and when he won this last one, he gets in this thing, dude, and he was doing donuts where he was pulling the front wheels.
Dancing.
He was doing donuts on his back two tires. Pretty scary to me. So then I finished up with the Camping World Truck Series, and lo and behold, what comes up next but Supercross.
So what time is it now? You started at 10.
Started 10 and went to 10, 11, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. I'm about 3:30, 4 o'clock now. Supercross is coming up.
He's comatose with racing.
No, I was doing
He's happy.
Great, man. I mean, I was just in piggy heaven. Okay, so then we've got Supercross, and one of the reasons I wanted to watch Supercross is because it was Clint Bowyer, Stenhouse. I can't think of the other two NASCAR drivers. They were going to do the Supercross thing. Danica Patrick was the girl that stood out there with the 32nd card. Okay, so she had a job. And so they just went down into the first turn, but didn't make the first turn. And literally didn't make the first turn. Clint Bowyer, he goes into that thing, and he was hammering it. And he won, but he couldn't turn. And he went off the track and just plowed into one of the auto parks.
But he stands up and cheers, thumbs down, yes.
So then the event actually did get started. Ryan Dungey won in the 450 class. Marvin Musquin, he's from France. he was in first place the whole time. This kid had this thing totally dialed in. Then Ryan was coming up on him and coming up on him, and they came around and got into some traffic, and Bubba Stewart wouldn't give up, wouldn't take the blue flag. Mooskin starts wiggling and popping. Next thing you know, he's up, over, and whack. So
what
Ryan Dungey won the race. Hit one of those hay bales on the side.
Oh, how unfortunate.
So they're having words. They're sort of having words now with Stewart whether or not they're going to penalize him because he didn't move over. He just raced his line. So that wasn't all that well. Let's see.
Flag means there's a race going on.
You just need to ask him nicely,
sure. Yeah, well, that's kind of what I thought, too. And it looks to me like I didn't bring the 250. I thought I had the 250 class. So, but Dungey, as far as points goes, Dungey's still in first place. Ken Rosin, he's in second. Jason Anderson. So the full points, I'm sorry, for the 250 is Martin Davalos, which he just did an amazing job. Malcolm Stewart and Aaron Plessinger. And as far as the AMA complete results, Delavos, Malcolm Stewart, and Aaron Plessinger. So it was great racing. So then I got done with that, and then I went to NHRA.
There was more.
There was more. And
took a bathroom break.
I finished up.
Freshened your drink.
I finished up about 8 o'clock last night. I'm taping the NHRA race today.
You're just like 15 years old again. You could never do that when you were 15.
No, not in a million years. Yeah. Not in a million years.
No, that's not happening.
So
it's a beautiful Saturday. Got a million things that need to be done.
Yeah,
you got that 50 Studebaker waiting for a motor. Nope, gotta watch.
Now that you bring that up,
great.
And you are constantly telling me I'm never going to do my project.
You're never going to finish that project.
But check this out. Things happen for a reason.
Oh,
you and I are going on a trip.
There's no reason that trip.
We're going on a trip. Because I ran into a guy at KUSI that has a 1970 Cadillac convertible, and it's in San Jose. Doesn't have an engine and a tranny, but he needs to get it down here.
Why?
So I told him, because he has 8 Cadillacs.
What are you going to do Cadillac with no motor?
He's going to restore it. Well, he's got an engine and a tranny sitting there waiting.
We're going to drive your Toyota
No. I said, rent us a truck and trailer. Rent me a truck and trailer. I don't care. Just rent me
a
truck and trailer.
Let's get a Ram. Let's get a press Ram.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, if that'd be something we would do. Get that, and then we got to get like Carson trailer, or get somebody that has a car trailer that would give us a car trailer.
Well, maybe Scott's got a connection with
And then Ram. You and I'll go to make a run to San Jose, pick this thing up, come back, because I told him I needed a Caddy engine for my Studebaker. And he says, oh, yeah, we'll hook you up on that.
That's what he says now. So you go up and get my car and bring it back, and I'll give you that Caddy motor.
So disbelieving.
I am a journalist.
So disbelieving.
If your mother says she loves you, check it out.
Yeah, well, there is something to be said for that, too.
Trust yet verify.
I know. Verify it again.
Oh, they stopped bringing me a car. Nice.
Well,
I told
them
I had a Cadillac motor. It's one of those that goes between 4, 6, and 8 cylinders.
You know, I would go get
diesel from 84.
Yeah. Ooh, no. Hey, I would go get somebody's car car.
I know you would.
Oh, you asked.
Who's going to pay for the fuel?
He's going to pay for everything. I'm not going to pay for anything.
Well, get a Ram heavy duty.
The Race of Two Worlds. This is one that you may not have been aware of. The Race of Two Worlds, it was called the Monzanopolis, is what it was called.
And like something from Disney.
Yeah, I know. It was a Race of Two Worlds. It was a 500 Miglia di Monza. It was meant to be a contest between 10 of the best of the old world against the new world race drivers.
What year?
1957, 1958.
There you go.
Jimmy Bryans and those guys. So the race was held under the rules based on those used at Indianapolis with a 2.8 liter supercharged and a 4.2 liter unsupercharged engine restriction. Monza, the oldest continuing Formula One venue, was the site, and its famous banking had recently been modified and was now much steeper and also, unfortunately, bumpier.
Ooh.
So the Americans at home on banking something much worse than they were unimpressed. Okay. So the
American drivers, you're saying?
Yeah, that didn't do nothing for them. You know, they didn't. The banking didn't bother them, I guess, at all.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah, I guess. So let me see. Where does
they
it
needed
go?
A Range Rover Sport diesel with the air.
Yeah.
Air
in the end, the only opposition to the Americans came from a trio of Jaguars fresh from Le Mans.
Ooh,
Triumph, where they finished 1-2 just a weekend before. The Americans showed their experience, and the fact that their cars were meant for this type of race took the first three places, with Jimmy Bryan's taking the victory with a prize of $28,801.
That's big.
That was an enormous amount of money in 57. So the next year, they did it 2 years. Mm-hmm. What?
So what about the Mercedes SLs? I'm sure they had been around in that.
They were in there. The next year, the European team determined to stop the Americans from winning this prize in their own backyard, went out in force. Ferrari had three cars. Maserati had a special Indy type racer, just built for Stirling Moss, called the Eldorado Special, after its sponsor, Eldorado Ice Cream. Fangio was driving with the Americans in the previous year's winning car.
But there's no mention of Denise McCluggage. I'm sure she was there.
I'm sure she was. Musso, it was in the lead Ferrari, qualified for the pole position, was followed by two American entries, including Fangio's Dean Van Line Special in third position. The event was divided into three heats, with Musso leading the Americans, Eddie Sachs, Jimmy Rathman, and Bryan's. Sachs' engine blew up, but Musso had to pit. Overwhelmed by the methanol fumes that were being used for the first time in many years,
methanol,
but common in the U.S., this would prove to be an Achilles heel for the Europeans, as much of their drive succumbed to the fumes. The first heat would go to Rathman, followed by Bryan's. Rathman again took the second heat as well as the third and was crowned the victor. The final heat turned out to be exciting one for Englishman Moss as his steering sheared off at about 160 miles an hour.
That's a problem.
Yeah. All Moss could do was ride it out in his uncontrollable mount as it shred apart while it tore against the retaining wall. Luckily, the wall held Moss was able to walk away. The average speed of the race winning was 166.73 miles an hour in 57. Dude, that's hauling freight.
Cocoa bus, baby.
For 500 miles, a speed not approaching by any other European event that year.
What was he driving? The Ferrari?
Yeah.
No, or something British.
Were we talking about Moss?
Yeah.
Stirling
Moss.
Yeah, I told you. Remember the story
I met
of Moss?
Him once.
Yeah, it was a Maserati called the Eldorado Special.
So how come the Americans were winning driving Jaguars?
I don't know. And this would be proved to be the last race of the series, as the Americans proved that when it came to bank speedways, they are second to none.
Oh.
So the Europeans finally just said, all right.
We're going home. We're going to make a different race, and you can't come play.
Neener, neener, neener.
We're going to flatten the road out.
That's right. So let's take a small break. We come back more right here on SD Motorsports, KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsport. Dave Saul, Mark Maynard. Mark's the editor of the wheel section down there at the lovely UT. This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. They're getting ready to go wild here shortly. Just go to baronaspeedway.com, find out the schedule, check them out. 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road, Lakeside. They run opposite weekends of the drag strip, so just check their schedule out and you can find out anything and everything you wanted to know. Did you hear Tony Stewart switched from Chevrolet to Ford? Yeah. A lot of Chevy people are not happy campers.
Why did he switch?
Stewart's always had a phenomenal relationship with, you know, Chevrolet. I mean, he drives a Chevrolet. I think he owns a Chevrolet dealership, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100%. But he said, you know, just to paraphrase.
Money.
I'm talking to Ford.
You think? Maybe
yeah,
money?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm talking to Ford. And then I'm talking to Chevy. And I'm talking to Ford. And I'm talking to Chevy. And you know what? Ford's answering my questions exactly what I want to hear. Nothing against Chevy, but it's a business deal, pure and simple. So,
of course.
So I panicked, of course, being a Chevrolet guy. So I counted them up. 23 Chevys, something like 17 Fords and 9 Toyotas. So I'm not worried about it. I was at first, but I feel better now. So, unfortunate about Tony, though. I mean, what a hell of a way to go out, because he's going to end up, you know, I don't even know if he's going to get back in the seat.
Well, he's still the team owner.
Oh, yeah, but that's not the same as driving, you know, yeah, especially with a broken back.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's reached a point.
You want to take a chance? Would you take a chance if he broke your back?
I heard that he was out because of that. I mean, who wants to go back in a car?
Would you go back if you broke your back?
Can't you say, I've been there, done that? And
he just finished breaking his leg. I mean, and he was laid up for, what, 2 years like that?
I might do some time trial stuff, drive around at a track, you know, at my own, you know, eight tenths, but ten tenths racing. I mean.
I think he needs to say, okay, let's give somebody else a fair chance of the car.
Sure.
He put Austin Cameron in, which I thought was interesting, in today's race. Got to see at least that much of it. So so he's been, I think he should just back out, give the young kids an opportunity, put your efforts in Eldora Speedway, you know, because that's his, that's the diamond in the rough for him, because he's a dirt track guy anyway, and he loves Eldora.
Where's Eldora?
Indiana.
Midwest somewhere. Yeah.
So just put all your money in that, quit thinking around. The overnight TV ratings dropped for the Daytona 500. Much as I love NASCAR.
Why?
I tell people, watch the first 20 laps, take a nap, and watch the last 20 laps.
I'm sad to admit I have fallen asleep at a NASCAR event, at the event.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
I tried not to.
Well, one is too long. They're too long. Okay. So, and I don't know if you've seen this new ruling they came out in the Camping Truck or Camping World Truck Series. They have a, what they call a pit clock. Okay, so the race starts, and you have a clock up on the top left screen, and it counts down 20 minutes. And if they don't have a caution within that, before that 20 minutes expires, they automatically throw a caution. So now the crew chief...
Just to create intrigue or something?
Well, they're trying it. They like to try. They always try everything in the Camping World Truck Series first, and then if it works, it goes to Xfinity and on out. But so I'm watching this, and I'm thinking... If I'm the crew chief, now that's just another thing I have to worry about. I mean, what if I come in, you know, what if I have to come in, but I know if I can stay out three more laps, then I'll get the free caution. But what if I can't? Well, yeah, so they've, today, this was the second week they've tried it. The first week was at Daytona. They didn't really seem to have, you know, any real issues with it. I'm mixed. You know, it could be good, it could be bad. So we'll have to wait and see how that.
Well, if you're planning on a pit stop, and let's say you something's going wrong, and you know two laps you're going to have a freebie, you might try and hang out longer.
If you but what if you can't? Blow a tire, tears the whole right side of the car.
But if you don't
off.
Know, and you stay out a little extra, and then it tears the side of the car off, now you're feeling like an idiot.
Well, that's
you
what happened.
In, that's, you know, so you might make people stay out a little longer. Might be a safety issue. I don't know. See how it plays out.
Yeah. I will have to say though, was it the Xfinity race? I should have looked it up. That, you know, two team members got into each other, pushed one right into the wall.
There's the excitement part. Well, yeah. We've been waiting for that.
Unfortunately, that's why people do it. So anyway, so the ratings were down. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't totally shocked. They pulled a 6.1 overnight, which is a pretty strong number. I mean, usually anything over 3, if you really want to know, is pretty. Hot and heavy, but last year it was 7.3, so it was down about 18%. But you know, to me, I don't know what they can do to make it any better, because what's really missing are the crashes.
Can I just throw one other thing that's missing?
You can throw anything you want.
How about some right turns? How about some road courses?
No, those are my two favorite: Watkins Glen and
never miss them. Never miss them. And notice how at those races, they have a different driver.
Funny thing.
Isn't that odd how Boris said all of a sudden has all the work? What happened?
I think that's wrong.
That is wrong.
Because if you're going to drive this car, you need to drive this car.
Right.
I don't want to hear any crybaby stories. Well, Boris, and I know Boris real well, Boris was training everybody. Now he can't win a race to save his life because he's trained everybody you know, how to do it. But no, I think if you're in the car, you're in the car. I actually would be surprised to see who's going to be in the car, because, you know, the Ron Fellows of the world.
Right.
They ain't done all that well. I mean, so am I going to pay Ron Fellows? Because you know you got to pay your regular driver, whether he's in the car or not.
Contract.
He's contract.
Contract.
So do I really want to bring Ron in? Do I really want to bring in Boris? Do I really want to bring in Tommy Kendall? Is there a benefit to it? I think.
And if you do, and there is no benefit,
well, have your guy throw some lap times down. You'll know right there. If he can't do it, he can't do it. It doesn't take more than 10 laps.
Yeah,
okay,
that should be
done
in your contract. Your contract as a driver. That if you can't pull a certain time, then we will replace you. So yeah, but I. And now they're talking about. They're still talking about putting NASCAR on dirt. And of all places,
well, that would liven it up.
Well, if you want more crashes, I guess. But
that's all it's going to do. Yeah. It's going to just tear up a shitload of equipment.
Right. I don't see the upside other than...
you say that word, I think. He's asleep. But no, I mean, you know, and if you looked at the... I think they took the truck still, Dora. You know, and it was bumper cars. They just banged into each other.
Well, trucks on dirt would be cool.
Yeah, they were just banging each other all the way around the track until they just about destroyed themselves. But yeah, so... Yeah, I was a little disappointed. 2017 Hall of Fame nominees. This was kind of an interesting list. Some of them you go, really? Now, these are just nominees, so they have not been picked yet. But so they're in alphabetical order. Took a while to figure that out. And what you're going to hear is, really? They're not in the Hall of Fame? Buddy Baker?
Is not yet.
Not in the Hall of Fame?
No-brainer.
You know, Buddy Baker won 19 times in NASCAR. Which in the Sprint Cup, the Daytona 500, the Southern 500, not in yet. Red Baron, one of the premier people, isn't in yet. He won the very first championship in 1949.
How many are inducted every year?
Six. Richard Childress. Okay.
Well,
Ray Everham.
Name, you know.
Ray Everham. Biggest NASCAR cheat in the planet.
So how many nominees are there total?
20.
All right. Six.
Ray Fox, legendary engine builder. Guy could build engines like nobody's business. Rick Hendrick.
Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah. So there you got Rick and Richard Childress. Lee, who's going to win?
Right. Go through those names and then you figure out who you would nominate.
Ron Hornaday. Harry Hyde. Alan Kulwicki, the only guy who would do a victory lap backwards. Mark Martin. The only guy that thought the race was over, pulled in, and realized there was one more lap. Herschel McGriff.
Famous for the wrong thing.
Herschel McGriff
like
wore wingtips right up to the time he retired because NASCAR wouldn't let him wear his wingtips anymore.
He raced wearing wingtips?
Wingtip shoes, yeah.
Really? Just leather,
he
Oxford wingtips?
He loved his wingtip. Probably
I want to see some trail breaking with a wingtip on. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see a little heel
trail
toe.
Yeah, I want to see some heel toe with a wingtip.
This is a NASCAR. All he went is left.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
I know. Raymond Parks, first championship car owner. He's on the list. Benny Parsons. Larry Phillips. I don't know who Larry Phillips is, but he's the only five-time NASCAR Weekly Series, so he's a local guy. Jack Roush, Ricky Rudd. I mean, that guy got in such a bad accident, rolled so bad, it both eyeballs closed up. Ricky Rudd.
Did they heal?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ken Squire, legendary radio telecaster.
I'll leave that hanging.
Mike Stefanik, he was a local guy. Waddell Wilson, you know.
Waddell.
He won three series. He's an engine builder. Robert Yates. Waddell. And then five nominees for the Landmark Award in alphabetical orders. H. Clay Earl. He was a founder of Martinsville. Janet Guthrie, the first female to compete in the NASCAR Premium Super Speedway.
Yeah.
Raymond Parks, first championship car owner. Ralph Seagraves, former groundbreaking Winston NASCAR partner and executive of R.J. Reynolds. And then Ken Squire. So I guess Ken gets on it for twice. So let's have to wait and see. We'll keep you abreast as to how that's going. Right now, we're going
to
take
a consider.
Yeah, we're going to take a small break. We come back. Scott Delosio is on the line. He's going to tell us everything there is to know about what's coming up. Paris Auto Speedway. We'll talk about the El Nino series. It just ended, I think. I don't know if he ran that last night or not, but we'll find out. So stay tuned. You're listening to KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
Hi folks, Dave Stahl here for my friends at San Diego Auto Repair Care, a group of Napa Auto Care Centers that provide quality auto repair in the San Diego area. When you drive, almost all decisions you make are influenced by one thing, your ability to see clearly. So with inclement weather ahead, now's the time to go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for a great deal on wiper blades and headlamps. Now through December 31st, 2015, buy one, get one free on Napa wiper blades and headlamps. have one Napa wiper blade or headlamp installed and receive the second blade or lamp free. Before you head out for the holidays, go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for great savings and more visibility. At San Diego Auto Repair Care, you will experience the family quality service you'll tell your friends about. Hey, safe travels from our family to yours. Visit SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. That's SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. Hey, even your dad would trust these guys.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170 TheAnswer.com.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ. This segment's brought to you by the great folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Racing's right around the corner. You're definitely going to want to get to ParisAutoSpeedway.com and get all the inside scoop of what's going on. Right now, we've got my good buddy Scott DeLosio on the line. He was a little under the weather last weekend, had a little bit of a scare. So he pounded a couple of beers, and he's back with us. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. How are you?
Sounds great. Sounds like you're at a restaurant.
Of course. Sunday afternoon, right?
You're taking care of the wife. I like that. You're a good man.
Yeah. She's eating right across from me, and then your wife's in a corner booth. I'm not sure who she's with.
That's okay. Take a picture. So, hey, tell us what's been kicking.
Well, you know, we're ready to start next week. We open the regular season, the 21st season, and it's going to be with sprint cars, three different divisions of them. And a couple big guys coming in. Dave Darling's flying in from Indiana, the People's Champ. And a guy I was going to try to get on the show this week, but kind of was a little busy this past week, as you know.
Yeah.
Brian Clausen's coming in.
Oh, really?
Brian Clausen's coming in. He's trying to run. This is crazy. 200 races this year.
Jeez.
And it's all different kind of cars. He's going to run midgets. He's around the World of Outlaws this weekend. He's going to run in Vegas. Coming up to our race this week, he's going to run with the World of Outlaws in the USAC West Coast Series. Then he's going to come with us Saturday night and run the USAC CRA Series. He's already run. I mean, we're at the end of February. I think he's at 22 or 23 races already this year.
Wow. Geez. Is there a reason he's trying to wear himself out?
You know, he's just a good guy, loves to race. He's got one of his sponsors this year is the American Cancer Institute, I believe. And he's a real charitable guy doing that stuff, and he'll get a lot of publicity for that. You know, he's run the Indy 500 again for the third time this year.
Oh, wow.
And he just generated a ton of publicity. Started the year off racing in New Zealand.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he'll probably finish. And I was going to try to get him for you, and I got busy this week, so we'll get him on with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
A few weeks ago. And he said he'd be happy to be on the show with you guys.
Super. Oh, you know us. We'd always love to have that. So, now you didn't do any racing last night, right?
No, we had a practice last night, our preseason practice. Last week we finished the El Nino series. And those two ladies you talked to the last few weeks, Brenda Kirby, the 19-year-old, she won the championship in the modified.
Really?
And Alyssa Smith in the factory stocks, the 14-year-old, she won her championship as well.
I'll be darned. See, tell them it's good luck to call in on this show.
What are you talking about? I call in all the time. Look where I was last week.
Hey, that's just because you panicked. You were fine. You just didn't want to cut grass. You just didn't want to cut the grass. Tell the truth.
I'll tell you one part about it. See, I've got this real good friend. And I was texting back and forth, and I got a text from him, and I told him what had happened. And he texts me back, and he says, hey, he goes, I had a buddy, had the same type deal. And he goes, they put him on the stress test, and he dropped over dead.
I had the same thing happen to a good friend of mine.
Because you're the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the problem is, when you sent me that test or that text, guess what I had scheduled the next morning?
And you didn't do it, I hope.
Well, I did it, and but I didn't drop over dead.
I know. I couldn't believe it. Very good friend of mine. The doctor says, well, yeah, maybe you ought to do this. So I told Scott. Scott was in the hospital. He had a little bit of a medical scare. So when I heard he was good, I guess they had him going to do a stress test and they were going to do something else.
That'll kill you every time.
I said, no. Stay away from the stress. No, I like you a lot. Don't do that. No, stay away. Of course,
I tell you what, that was an attention getter there.
Jeez. Well, you know, you're not getting any younger, rascal.
No, not at all.
But I don't understand it. You have no stress in your life. You got the best job in town, one of the best announcers at a racetrack. He gets to watch races every weekend. He's got a lovely wife that takes him to brunch every Sunday. I don't understand. It's probably the hockey. You know, if you weren't such a hockey fan.
We got rid of that about 20 years ago playing, though. So.
Well, yeah, but you're still a fan, and then you get your heart going.
Yeah, I've got actually two other things going, and I kind of decided one of them is going to have to go.
There you go. Slow down, dude.
Other business besides racing. And then I've got all the negatives from what I shot. We were just talking about that right now, and I've kind of decided try to get rid of one of them.
There you go. What the hey?
Cut down the workload.
Yeah. So did you get yourself, by the way, did you get yourself a board op for music at the track?
Well, we did, and then he was supposed to be there last week. And the morning of that El Nino race last week, he sent me a text saying he couldn't be there. So I texted him back this week and said, hey, or actually I texted him also on Facebook, said, hey, you want to come out and try it this Saturday? And he just ignored our text. So, no, we do not have a board op again.
All right, well, we got to find you one. If anybody loves motorsports, loves to hang out at Paris Auto Speedway, likes music,
likes racing, has a little bit of knowledge operating the board, give our office a call. We're looking for somebody. I mean, heck, you get paid to go to the races. You can't beat that.
No. I think that's a great idea. All right, anything wild and woolly coming out this season at Paris? Anything different than years gone by or just great racing?
Yeah, great racing, but we added a sprint car date this year, so we're running one more sprint car race. We added an extra night of destruction. So actually, we added one last year, so we've got two more than we had 2 years ago. And for the people who like the old school stuff down at, Corona, Ascot down your way at Speedway 117 in El Cajon, where they used to run figure eight races and stuff, we're adding figure eight train races this year. Chain races, not train races. We're adding that to the show.
Jeez, that train racing is crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. We're hoping, we got a lot of feedback on it, so hopefully the fans are really going to enjoy it.
What about, you still going to let people bring their car in, their own personal car, get on each side of the track and run against somebody?
Yeah, we actually had a guy out there at the practice yesterday doing that.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know if you know that, Mark, but you can take your own personal vehicle, go to Paris Auto Speedway, pump the tire pressure up pretty high, and you start on like the east side and the other guy starts on the west side, and you take off, and whoever gets to the other side first wins.
Is that popular? It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
And there's some money involved too.
Yeah, and tell them what the number one car was for the longest time, and we're talking up against Mustangs, Camaros,
Toyota Corolla.
Was that Acura?
No, not the Acura. Remember the guy with the Hyundai?
Hyundai, I'm sorry. Yeah, Wide Open Wayne. He's the guy who was there practicing yesterday.
Wide Open Wayne.
Hyundai what?
Accent.
Hyundai Accent. See, I wasn't too far off when I guessed the Corolla.
And I'm telling you, the big blocks can't touch him.
Why, just because it scoots there through the corners better?
He was pretty...
What was he driving this time?
Same car.
Okay. Why?
He was pretty much unbeatable until that guy set up a Mitsubishi last year.
Yeah, that was an all-wheel drive, though, I think, is why I got him.
Right, and he just got smoked once that started happening.
That is so funny. But that's one thing about Paris. I mean, they do take care of the fans. I mean, it's not just racing. It's just a lot of fun. Fireworks display, nobody does a fireworks display like these guys do, let me tell you. One of these days, I'm going to drag you up there.
Cool.
Bring him next Saturday.
I know, I should. I know. I need to brag him up. If I don't drive him, he won't go. That's for sure.
My chauffeur, Dave Stahl.
I am the chauffeur. So, all right. So, tickets are on sale now?
Tickets on sale. You can get them online at TIX.com. They go to our website, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. On the main page of that, just click on the ticket icon or dial 595-4849. That's an 800 number.
Okay.
And also, come up next week, bring a couple extra cents. For years, we've raised over $100,000 now for the American Cancer Society. We do it a few nights a year to get to the goal, which is always 10 grand. We're doing that next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And that's stuff that means a lot to Don Kazarian. And, whether, like we always say, whether you throw a dime in the bucket or some people throw a $100 bill, it all goes to a great cause.
Right. Every bit of it does. That's the beauty.
Yeah. And we start that next week with the season opener as well.
All right. All right. Well, hey, why don't I let you get back to your brunch with that lovely wife of yours, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Hopefully we'll see you guys there next Saturday.
I'm going to do my best, my friend. Take care and be healthy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. Have another beer. All right, folks. Hey, we're going to, that's good old Scott. Yeah, I love having him call in, and he does such a good job announcing. He really does.
Great.
I was going to get you that job as a board op. I know you needed some side coin.
I'd spend it all driving back and forth on gas.
That's probably true, too. Get a helicopter.
Thank you.
That'd be cheaper.
Yeah,
that'd save money with a helicopter. Hey,
wouldn't you like to have a helicopter?
I would love to have a helicopter.
Sports car of the sky.
One of the most coolest rides I ever had was in a helicopter.
But that's
where
rich people die. You hear over and over they're in a helicopter. Helicopter crash after helicopter.
I'm not taking a tour helicopter.
That's a fact.
Drop me into the volcano.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, I did one over in Hawaii. And this guy, have you ever heard that song Wagner? Or that?
Oh, yeah.
This guy was hauling freight along the tree lines, and I'm in the front. We're heading for this little opening in the trees. He kind of hopped over it.
Valkyries.
So I looked over at him and I said, "So, were you in the military?"
Vietnam.
His glassed over look. Yeah, he just got out of Vietnam. Laid it over on his side and dove down in this valley. Oh my God. Then another chopper was on our. I mean, he was actually having a dogfight up in the sky.
We did one of those in Canada. It was an Acura program. Yeah. We were up golfing on permafrost in the mountain, and we climbed into helicopters and we zoomed down the mountain. It was, I'd never been in a helicopter, and I was thinking, I'm going to be like white knuckling it, and where's the barf bag?
Oh, boy.
It was amazing.
It's like
it was
a sports car.
The coolest thing when they tip that nose and they go down hauling like that. It's like,
it's a sports car. It's a sports car, in the sky.
It was a rush.
Yeah, I know. It really totally was. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and take a break. And then we come back, we'll close down this 3 hours. Can you believe you've been sitting here for 3 hours?
It feels like 10 minutes.
If you've got a hot rod, if you got a race car.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the
Instagram. Instagram us at Maynard's Garage or at MiniGP0101.
Right.
We'll send you a prize.
We'll probably have something nice for somebody next weekend. So just stay tuned. We're going to come back with SD Motorsports here shortly with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. You're listening to KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
Then I spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsport. Dave Stahl, Mark Maynard in the house. That guy has been hanging out with us all day. Got a sneaky feeling we may see him back on occasion. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Certified Car Care, right over there on Woodside Avenue, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. CertifiedCarCare.net. Mention you heard it right here on KCBQ. You get a free dyno pull. Now, you may say, "Well, what do I need a dyno pull for?" Well, if you're going to do anything with your car, you need a baseline, and a baseline is the way to go. And if you're going to go fast, you need a dyno pull.
And you need a dyno pull when you get that 502 in the Studebaker pickup.
Yes, indeed. Ooh, I can't wait. F1, they were going to try to do new qualifying, but Mark's uncle, Mr. Ecclestone, said no.
He does look like you, by the way.
No, you do. You look just like Eccles.
Tolstoy.
Exactly.
And did you ever see that movie, The Art of Racing in the Rain? By Garth Stein. Yeah. Well, now
was I in there?
It's gone to a movie. I started to read it, but it was about a dog that was this guy's partner. And
partner.
His dog was with him, but this guy was a race car driver.
Yeah, I know that story. Yeah,
it was really kind of a sad story. The dog could I think the guy's wife breathed on the dog, and the dog could smell cancer in her breath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really.
That's kind of sad.
But a movie version of this best-selling novel, which I couldn't finish, is back in play. According to the Hollywood Reporter. So this critically acclaimed novel by Garth Stein, published in 08, is not strictly speaking about racing, but how the lessons learned from watching racing. Specifically, the late Ayrton Senna's mastery of Formula One rain races, hence the title, and it can be applied to life challenges as seen through the viewpoint of a dog named Enzo, whose owner is a professional race car driver.
Cool dog. When's this movie supposed to come out?
They say here the book was first option. They don't have a date on this.
Any actors or selected?
They don't have a pick yet.
Not that far yet.
I don't know if I'll go see it.
Well, this was a great news item.
Yeah, I know. Well, it just didn't give me as much information as I would like, but at least it's better than nothing. It's going to be a Walt Disney movie. So Walt Disney's going to do it, so you know everybody will like it.
It'll be well distributed.
Yeah, Neil Moritz, who's finished up Furious 7 and Fast and Furious movie franchise, so he's going to produce it. And then the script will be by some guy by the name of Mark Baumbach, according to the reporter. No cash or production date is yet fixed.
Just get ready for The Art of Racing in the Rain to a theater near you in a few years.
See if you like it. Yeah. See if you like it. So really, there's not a whole NHRA.
Well, how about
you got some stuff?
Well, I got some odds and ends, and not strictly racing, but it is high horsepower.
Yeah.
Next weekend, this week's 3rd to the 6th, is the Team Shelby Bash in Vegas.
Were we supposed to go to that?
9th. We probably could have.
You kept saying, we're going to go.
I didn't follow up on it. Did the item on the thing, but, you know, that's Shelby owners from all over.
You're a media guy. You can go to every.
Oh, I know. It's just a matter of, because we go together because I drive.
We're not going to share a room, that's for sure.
Don't share a room. No.
We're crossing the TMI zone now.
That's good. We can do the hippity slip.
Hippity skip.
That we can do.
But they do. They've got track days. They do some events at Spring Mountain Ranch in Pahrump.
For Shelby owners, right?
For the Shelby owners. Yeah, and then they've got the rest of it at the Shelby headquarters.
Right. Are they going to be at the big track or little track?
On the Spring Mountain? I don't know. They can split that thing up.
Yeah, 27 different ways.
Probably going to limit the danger opportunities.
Right. Well, they're going to have a bucket load of cobras out there.
But 4 days, you know, all the Shelby people, it's going to be, you know, the Earth's horsepower shift.
Kits and originals? Kits are allowed?
I don't know. You know, they're talking, the featured mark's going to be the GT40, the 50th anniversary Shelby Hurst Rent-A-Racers.
Okay. I wonder if Ford's going to bring out a GT.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Why wouldn't you?
When are you going to get your loaner GT to drive around?
He'll get it before I will.
Well, we're getting we just got the media invite for the Acura NSX.
Oh, here you go.
The Ford GT.
Can I touch you?
Cheater. We're going to do that program in Palm Springs at the Thermal track.
Have you been?
No, this will be my first time at Thermal.
Oh, done well.
Yeah.
You can tell it costs money.
I didn't get invited on
there.
So you're going by yourself.
Oh, darn. Well, you can order. You know, they just announced this week, Acura said you're going to begin ordering your NSX now. It's the online vehicle configurator.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the price point on that bad boy.
You're looking at, you know, there's an entry of 100 and something.
I have to ask, right?
Well, it'll be about, but you know what? It'll be just like the GT. Those things went for what? 150, 160?
Don't remind me because.
And now you can't touch them for less than a quarter of a mil.
Yeah.
$300,000 on those GTs, you know. And
we have a journalist friend that has a GT and a Porsche. You know, and he bought them both right. He bought them right when they were
new. And I wasn't that impressed with the car, believe it or not. Shows you the GT.
Really?
First time I drove, it's like, I don't know.
Well, because it wasn't. It's a race car. Loud, clanky, probably.
Oh, it's true. I just did drive. I drove it around L.A.
Well, okay, yeah.
Geez, now there's a good place to test one.
You got it to 81.
Thank you for not bringing me back.
Now we got it up to 31.
Drive it on a racetrack.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got the GT coming out. You got this NSX coming out.
Okay, so now the only thing I can say in defense of all that is, you know, because Randy and I were talking about horsepower. You know, I mean, when are they going to stop? 700 here, 600 there, 500 there.
Yeah.
But the Acura and the GT are all small displacement engines.
And they're using motors to put that torque to the tires quicker.
Yep.
It's quickness.
So, talking to that guy, what is that going to do to the repair industry when that slug comes rolling in?
That's what's great about what's happening. Cars are getting so advanced, you just can't do it yourself. So you're going to have to turn to guys. It's going to be do it for me. The do-it-yourself is turning into, you know, SEMA. SEMA is based on do-it-for-me now.
Right.
It's very little do-it-in-your-garage. It's just they're too complex.
Well, we had a guy call Dan that wanted to do his own OptiCode at home. And I, really?
Why?
Well, because he doesn't want to spend
the
labor.
I told you guys that I thought I could detail. I went to the Meguiar's thing, and I got the whole training thing.
I could detail.
And then I took my car to a detailer, to someone that I'd met, that I'd seen his work, and I saw what he returned to me, and I realized that even though I thought I had been, quote, trained, unquote, that I knew what I was doing, I felt great shame.
And that's why I don't detail, because I know I'm not any good at it, and I'm not even going to attempt it. I'd rather give it to a professional.
Right. So that's what's happening with the new cars coming in. It's all going to be do it for me. When a car's coming out with 3 liters and 600 horsepower, you're doing some serious magic getting that power out of that. That's a high-strung motor.
It really
is. You can't touch that unless you know what you're doing.
And people that are really smart nowadays, I mean, if you have the money, you buy it, you drive it, and you put it in a warehouse.
Right.
Or you just lease it, have fun with it for a few years, and then get rid of it and go get something
else. And what's the price point on the Ford GT now? Mark, you've got that, isn't it? It's crazy.
It's going to be a very expensive.
About a quarter of a mil.
And that's like
north of $250,000. Yeah. People that are buying that car are not working on that car.
Well, and not only that, those cars, you'll very rarely see them on the road.
Right.
You know, those are going to be the ones that are going to get stuck in the warehouse or stuck in the museum. You know, because if you watch Barrett or any of the Mecum or anything, they're coming out 10 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles.
Not them all, though. I have a friend with a Ford GT. He's modified. He did the blower upgrade. He's taken it to the Texas Mile.
He hit
200.
Yeah.
He hit 200 and took his kid there. She did 187 in the car. So, you know, there are people that use them, but you're right. A majority will sit in a garage until, you know.
Well, you know, there's also that point where he just took that car basically and ruined its value.
Correct.
By doing what he did.
Correct.
On the other hand,
you can get one and drive it and not worry about putting every mile on.
Well, as much as I love my little Mini, I hate that car because I can't do anything to it. I can't personalize it because it's one of.
Are you ever going to sell it? No.
No.
So why can't you personalize it?
I just had this conversation with myself.
That would be just like if I told my wife, you need fake boobs.
You keep the parts.
You need fake boobs, honey. Go get fake boobs. She's not an original anymore. I like original.
But if you didn't like the boobs on your car, you could switch them back. Whereas in the wife, the metaphor doesn't quite go that way.
What would you like to do to your Mini?
I don't know. That's my problem.
We'll put slicks on it first.
Oh, no, I wouldn't put slicks on it. Oh, in fact,
that's the best upgrade you'll ever do.
Oh, I know.
Put a performance exhaust on it.
Breck
just bolts right on.
Breck just put brand new run flats on it when I bought it.
Sorry.
I don't want those run flats.
Take them off, leave them on the wheel, and then get yourself some sticky Michelin Super
Pilot. You can sell the wheels and tires and get your money out of them.
You can't sell them.
No, you keep those. Just get some Michelin Pilot Super Sports.
I've even bought the whole decal kit for that car. Well, because you know if I ever get it
a spare set.
Yeah, my number on the roof is 0101. So I even bought the 0101, and it had to be specially ordered and made in Europe. But now I have
be
that.
An old man.
I have all the details.
I bought an 87 Grand National brand new, and I bought every emblem, every interior piece. It's sitting up in my attic. So 20, 30, it's still cherry.
That's unobtainium.
Right now, those badges are crazy what they're worth. I'm so tempted to sell them and just buy a car. buy another car.
My father-in-law has a 68 Plymouth Belvedere with the dog dish hubcaps.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, throw them away.
No.
I don't want the and put white Jackman wheels.
Oh,
I'm
just gonna throw the worst wheels ever.
Station wagon.
The cheapest wheels ever.
Well, there you go. This is my father-in-law who says that he can get a steak for 99 cents a pound. You know, it's good. It's a little green, but it's gonna be good.
It's all good.
He was buying 99 cent beer, six pack for 99 cents.
Oh.
I slipped him a George Killian Red. He was down for the count. That thing is.
That's Budweiser brand. Okay, good.
I like George. You can't find it anymore. So they don't make it anymore.
Lucky us.
All right, folks. Well, it looks like we're just about done with this 3 hours of insanity. I really want to thank that guy for coming in. I think he had fun. We'll probably see him again.
Oh, definitely.
Mark Maynard, as always, just a great job.
Dave, it is so much fun. And Instagram us pictures of your cars.
Yes.
Tag it for @MaynardsGarage and @MiniGP0101.
That's right. We want to thank Chris for putting up with us, and we're glad she learned a tip of the day. We're going to start calling Chris's tip of the day. Because I give her credit. She's got lots of questions.
It's the perfect person who just says, well, what about this?
Yeah, well.
And it makes us think about that.
Well, here comes the next topic.
Come up with something for next week.
Yeah, I think we will. And don't forget the Instagram photos, folks. Who knows? You might even get lunch with Mark.
How about a Napa?
No, you can't give that away. He just gave that to you as a gift. You can't give away the gift you already gave.
It was to be disposed of at your discretion.
It's a cool die-cast car. It's a 25 Mac.
It ain't going nowhere.
Chain drive. I've never even heard of that before. I'm not, you know.
Really?
I'm old, but I don't know dirt.
All right, folks. We're going to hit the dusty trail. Thanks a lot. Hey, don't forget to go check out all our sponsors and stay tuned. There's tons more right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.